I'm Dave Lewis, and here at Manhattan Broadcasting, we have been dedicating a lot of time to keeping our community informed as to different nuances with the coronavirus outbreak. And with our daily updates that we do at 7 o'clock, we have Bob Koppel returning. Bob is the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
There's so much that's going on. You know, there's talks about opening up the economy. We've got all kinds of different things. I think it's fascinating about, food chains and supply chains and things like that. So we have a lot of ground to cover here this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the patients. We had 25 patients in Riley County that have, or at least positive tests, and 8 or 9 of those have been fully recovered, and the health department continues to monitor them. How are things at Ascension Via Christi Hospital this morning with regard to coronavirus patients?
So we continue to run a pretty low census. We've got one positive patient and one PUI, or person under investigation. We continue to do, just a handful of tests here every day. And then, of course, there's other 3 or 4 other locations around the community that are also doing tests. And just every day, I think, is just kind of monitoring, paying particular attention. I think, we now have a cluster in Topeka. We have a potential, we'll see what develops from some of the positives here in our community in this region. So I think everybody's just kind of watching and monitoring that to see if we're going to see a pop-up in volume or if we won't.
Well, it seems like that did we kind of overestimate the demand on space at the hospital?
Well, so I think a couple of factors. One, we haven't actually seen any sort of activity that's even leading to a peak, and so that's it's almost a little premature probably to jump to that conclusion just yet. I do think that today's the 16th, over the next 10 days, we will actually have a really good feel of if we're going to see a peak this time or if we won't. And there's a down and an upside to not having a peak the first time the virus kind of rolls through. But we have definitely seen the benefits of people social distancing, especially the vulnerable population. There's been some interesting learnings from the hospitalizations. And again, around 12% of the folks who are positive in the United States are becoming hospitalized. Of those being hospitalized, it would appear that the kind of one of the top comorbidities, and this is actually in 50% of the patients so far, are folks who have hypertension. And so, it's kind of one of those, again, when we talk about vulnerable population, we've obviously talked about older people with respiratory issues or whatever. People may not be connecting the dot that, hypertension is actually a significant issue as well. So good reminder to all of us to take care of ourselves and address those issues. The second highest comorbidity is actually obesity. 48% of the patients across the country in the U.S. that have been hospitalized have been obese. So it's just, again, something to be thinking about, all of our futures, make sure we take care of ourselves.
Certainly. The numbers are, fascinating, I think, looking at the state now with in the neighborhood of 1,500 positive cases. We had 25 here, and the health department continues to monitor a number. I think it's great news that we have seen a number that have fully recovered, too.
Yeah, I think it's easy to kind of lose sight of that, actually. The vast majority of the people who are positive for coronavirus, some may never even know they had it, quite honestly, but the vast, vast majority of people who have it are going to recover. Some of us, they're going to be sicker than others, but in the end, most people are going to recover. And we do have to keep sight of that, too.
There's been a lot of talk lately about food. The Smithfield plant that closed up in South Dakota, and there's a lot of things that are happening with food supplies. How's that? Is there any impact here locally that you're seeing at Ascension Via Christi Hospital?
So we haven't. The one thing everybody, of course, knows about is there's certainly shortages of certain medications and also personal protective equipment, and we don't anticipate that that's going to change for months, actually. We actually think it's going to get worse in the summer than it is now, and it's because for the most part, all of the equipment, medications, et cetera, that people are using right now were kind of already in the process. They were already manufactured. They were in a warehouse somewhere or in transit from another country where they were made. And so I think the concern actually is going to be, let's see, next 60 to 90 days, because it, you know, for example, a lot of the PPE that's perhaps manufactured in Southeast Asia, it's not quite 90 days from manufacture to use here in the United States. So we anticipate some bumps in that. No different than, I think, yeah, like the pork plant up in South Dakota, I think it produced 4% of all the processed pork in our country. Well, that's a lot, actually. And so you're going to, I would think we would expect to see that with other products that are either being processed, manufactured, you know, what's the storage capacity, how much of that storage has been used up. We would probably see some impacts from that. We're, one thing about being in an agricultural state, we actually have access to certain things because we grow them and we raise them here. And so I think some of those kind of issues will probably be less than in other states just because we're a producer. We export from our state a lot of food.
We're speaking with Bob Koppel, the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, with our COVID-19 update that we do daily here on at Manhattan Broadcasting. There's a lot of talk, Bob, about turning things back on, get the economy going again. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, so I think everybody understands the reason. I mean, we're certainly suffering the economic fallout just like any other organization. I think the challenge is going to be is, so what does that look like? And, you know, I can probably speak more specifically to healthcare. People wonder, so what will that look like for Ascension Via Christi? And the first answer is we don't quite know yet. That's something we've started actually having those discussions and doing that work on. I think the question or the challenge is going to be is, how do we go back to delivering a healthcare service in a way that's even safer than it was before and that is also respectful of social distancing? And so will we be moving perhaps more of our pre-processing as far as getting people scheduled, getting their insurance information, getting all the verifications and everything done? Will that all be remote and you won't ever sit at a check-in booth again? You know, I mean, that's some of the questions we've got to work through and answer. Will you never sit in a waiting room again? Will you wait in your car? You know, I think that's a question for every physician practice in town and certainly for us at the hospital as well. Will we all try to find different ways to kind of keep people in the process, but keep them apart from each other? Will you only see two or three chairs in a waiting room, you know, to keep that 6-foot social distance? I mean, there's just lots of things like that I think we have to work through. Healthcare has been on a push to become more safe easily for the last 20 years. And I think this now is just going to really cause some folks to stop and think. And people need to, you know, in our business, will this look different for a clinic visit versus getting an x-ray? Will it look different if you're getting a surgery versus a lab test? And trying to sort out what is the best way to do that to protect not only the patients, but also our own staff and providers.
Today, just an interesting anecdote, is National High Five Day. That's something that, you know, along with handshakes, could go by the wayside.
Yeah, you know, I've actually told my daughter this, because Allie lives out of town. She teaches in a rural community here in the state, and one of the hardest things is not being able to give her a hug, because we've got to, you know, I work in an industry where can't be doing that because I don't want to endanger her. I think that's really a real good question for us. How are we going to greet each other? How are we going to show affection? You know, I think it's, you know, yesterday Tony made the point, we've got to keep relationships. That is so important. And, you know, again, we'll just have to figure out a way out to do that.
Yeah. There are a lot of technical ways to do that these days, but the interpersonal action is, that's going to be a challenge to make those adjustments, isn't it? We have a lot of adjustments that we're all going to be seeing here in the, you know, not just the coming months, but this may be long term.
Well, I think so. The next several weeks are real important. Kansas is expected to have our peak in about 2 weeks, and then the tail of this. Some projections are 60 or even up 90 days, and so it's just a question. Yeah. So what does that look like in Riley, Pottawatomie, and Gary counties? That's the thing I think people have to appreciate, too. This is going to be very, very regional. I know at a national and a state level, they're kind of talking about, well, we'll turn a state on, and we do not anticipate that's actually what's going to happen. Even with our in our own health system, it may look different in Wamego even than for Manhattan. We've really got to get to the details and into the small when we're making these kinds of decisions. It's not just going to be some across the board, oh yeah, let's turn on Kansas, if you will. I really do think it's going to end up being very regional.
Every community has a different nuance to this because, you know, what they're dealing with up in the Kansas City market, and, you know, you think about Wichita, Sedgwick County. Those markets are seeing, you know, the brunt of this storm. And you take into consideration some of the long-term health for seniors and some of those facilities that have had problems. And I think we talked about this Tuesday, just a little bit about, you know, Stormont Vail in Topeka having a problem with a lot of their staff having coronavirus positive tests too. And boy, you just you can't take those cautions seriously enough, can you?
You know, I think you got to always be careful, especially in our business. But also, it's really important to understand kind of the ripples. Every single person who's positive has this circle of people around them that they've interacted with. And that's actually one of the difficulties in, you know, the quote, turning things back on, is we don't really have a system that's robust enough. So if we had dozens of positives, who would do the tracing on all of those in a given day, knowing that you're going to have another couple dozen patients the next day that might be positive, if you're starting to have a cluster or kind of a sharp increase? You know, Kansas City actually is an interesting, so you've got hospitals there that actually have dozens of patients right now that are COVID positive, and we're talking about multiple hospitals. So it's just such a very different situation. And granted, you also have, you know, a million people or whatever in the metro area there. But it's very different, quite honestly, than how it is currently anyway, showing up in Riley County. And so it, you know, arguably will be easier for us to transition back than it would be a larger community.
Lots to explore and lots to learn and lots to handle. Bob Cobble, thank you so much for joining us and for continuing to provide us these daily updates. There's a lot of terrific information that I know our community is relying on, and we appreciate your efforts and all those in the medical field. Lots of local heroes.
Yep. Thanks, Dave.
Bob Cobble, Essential Via Christi, CEO and President, joining us here at News Radio KMAN.